Welcome on this December 9th, 2024 regular board meeting held at the Hamilton Educational Center, boardroom, 6 p.m. You will have the treasurer perform a roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Present.
Mrs. Barney?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mr. Ober?
Here. Pledge allegiance to the flag, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Here.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. We do have a presentation, so I'm going to hand it over to Superintendent Tyler.
Thank you, President Ober. One presentation this evening. It's on our entrepreneurial pathway. And I'd like to introduce our high school principal, Matt O'Hearn.
Good evening, everyone. What a great opportunity to speak about some of the great things my high school staff, our high school staff is doing, as well as a specific high school student. It's always a great night when I get to brag about them. It's a better night when students talk about what their own student experience is. So I think I know, right, what's going on in the building when it comes to student experience. I love it when kids can talk about how they're engaged in our high school. So tonight, as Superintendent Tyler said, I'm really proud to highlight our 4E entrepreneurship. At Hamilton Township High School, entrepreneurial skills are not just about starting a business, it's about creativity, resilience, innovation, taking good risks, and ultimately students experiencing what it means to be an entrepreneur. You're here tonight, it's a great opportunity for our student. It seems like he's very, very successful. We also hope that our kids can just simply go through that experience. We know if they experience what it means to be an entrepreneur, they'll be successful in whatever pathway they decide to choose. One of our shining examples is student Tyler Steverding. The student has transformed his passion for lawn care into a thriving business named Noble Lawn Care, LLC. We're also hearing this has moved to a year-long business. Tyler's journey is a testament to the entrepreneurial mindset we aim to inspire, and is not only talking about being an entrepreneur, he's living it right now as a high school student. Tyler's success is supported by the work of Mr. Joe Farsing, our high school business teacher, who has embraced entrepreneurship in his teaching. Mr. Farsing incorporates lessons that emphasize problem solving, strategic thinking, and the value of hard work, ensuring that students like Tyler have the skills they need to thrive in a competitive world. Mr. Farsing is asking his students to look at real-world business challenges and opportunities. I think this is one of the things that even as I talk to Mr. Farsing about this, I think he's even evolved a little bit. I think it's easy as entrepreneurs to talk about people like Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. And what he's found out this school year is that we have kids involved in all kinds of things, whether it be lawn care, crafts, that are actually doing things and experiencing entrepreneurship right now. Together, they exemplify what it means to lead with the entrepreneurial spirit. I'm honored to introduce both of them. I'm going to have Mr. Farsing come up first, and then Tyler. Mr. Farsing, come on up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Hearn, and the members of the board for this opportunity to speak tonight. It's an honor to share the incredible progress we've made in our entrepreneurship program and the potential it holds for our students. Our focus has been on turning something good into something great by making our entrepreneurship class as genuine and impactful as possible. We're working to create a learning environment where students don't just learn the principles of entrepreneurship, but they live them. We've had great success just kind of naturally. I think that comes with just our kids and their mindsets and where they come from. And some of those, the legacy of our alumni success stories, some of them include Jacob West, who serves as our business mentor for our entrepreneurship classes. He's the founder of SoulStop. James Fulton, the creator of Jimmy Fades, Mike Morrow, the owner of Buckeye Exterior Lighting, Dalton Willis, the co-founder of Home Team Advantage. And when I ask myself, like, why are they so successful? I think it comes back to essentially any type of book or reputable website that you look at that mentions key traits of successful entrepreneurs. All of them tend to mention that they're A, highly motivated, they're resilient, they're creative, they're passionate, and they're hardworking. To me, these traits don't just define successful entrepreneurs, but they define the students of Hamilton Township. One student who embodies all of these qualities is Tyler Stevening. I won't steal his thunder because his achievements speak for themselves, but I will say this. Keep in mind that Tyler is only a junior, taking on a full course load at the Career Center, and is making incredible strides while balancing those demands, and also a member of our wrestling team. So without further ado, here's my introduction to Tyler.
This year I've been working my way into landscaping more since I can drive and stuff. Actually bought a dump truck this year and had multiple commercial jobs that I've done. And,
License and bonded.
Oh yeah, license and bonded this year as well.
How was your first year?
We did relatively good this year. We made around $70,000 in profit. Still working our way up.
Employees?
I don't have any employees right now. I actually have my buddy who helps me out sometimes, and he helps me out when he can. He's been a lot of help. But, yeah, next season, definitely trying to get some employees to help out.
So you made 70 grand, and you don't have to split that with anybody.
I've had to pay some people and stuff like that, but, yeah.
Okay. I'll help.
You paid cash for that dump truck, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. So he said that it's extending into all year round, so are, like, I know some lawn care people do like lights and things like that. So are you like expanding into that, or how's that year round for you?
Not this year, since I'm still doing wrestling and stuff like that. It's kind of hard working into the schedule.
Yeah.
But definitely, out of high school, probably look into that. And also snow removal if it ever snows.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
I just want to say thank you for taking your valuable time, and when you're already so busy, to come and share that with us, it's like I'm blown away. I'm just blown away. Like, that's so awesome. Makes me very proud of you and of our program, and I'm excited to see where you're going. And my husband, as he's getting older, is complaining more and more about it, so I'll keep that in mind next summer to reach out. So thank you.
Any other comments?
We're just proud of you. I know you're nervous. You're a nervous guy. So, no, we're very proud of you. And, yeah, we'll probably all be reaching out to you at some point in our lives.
Now, how much does your mom and dad play in this?
My My dad's helped out a lot. He used to throw trash, actually, and he was in the Upper Arlington area. And he was always talking about me and trying to get the word out there, and it's actually helped a lot. So got a few clients out there.
I'll give you a real short story. I used to work for my father. I think I was 12 and a half, and I was working with grown men, a small construction business, and I got paid $5 a week. And everybody that I worked with was telling me that I should get more money. And so I went to my father at 12 and a half, and I said, I'm doing the same work as grown men are doing, and I want a raise. And my father said, well, would $25 be enough? And I thought, that'd be $30 a week. Yeah, I was very happy with $30 a week. And my mother kept the books of the business. And so my father said, Anna Walter is getting paid $30 a week. He'll also be paying room and board of $25 a week. So, I hope your father is. Yeah, very good. I mean, yeah, that's great that she was able to, because down the road, you know, just what you're doing here, say 10 years from now, you change your trade. You know what it takes to build a business, and nobody can take that away from you. Thank you very much for coming, and public speaking gets easier as you go.
Hey, I wanted to share with the board, you know, obviously we had a lot of conversation about this back at the beginning of the year. Internally, the conversation around entrepreneurship has been going on for a couple of years. This is something most specifically he and Mr. O'Hearn have kind of been pushing me towards. Not that I didn't want to do it, but as I've said before, I think my big concern was is I didn't want to have three capital E's and like this little E. I wanted to make sure that we were in a position where we could really fully support this. And these guys convinced me over the summer that it's time and we could move forward, and that Joe Farfsing was going to head this thing up and we're going to make it great. And when we were at the Capitol Conference, I get to hear what's going on with Tyler's project. But the biggest reason that I wanted to highlight this tonight is things that you heard him say about having an LLC, about being bonded, being licensed, those things. So, you know, we have a lot of kids that have side jobs, summer jobs, those kind of things. This entrepreneurship pathway is taking that to the next level. So this was the probably first example. We, as Joe pointed out, I mean, we have a rich history of people that have started really successful businesses. You left out the Minshaw brothers over here, who I spent a lot of money over there, the bow shop. spent a lot of money with those guys. But we have a rich history of these things, but what I'm excited about is that Joe has taken this, and Tyler, I'm really proud of you and Matt, great leadership at the high school, but I really want to take the opportunity to thank Joe for spearheading this, just like with our a really good parallel here is, of course, the enlistment pathway, because, you know, the volume that we deal with in these E's are going to be unequal. The importance is equal across the board in my mind, but the volume is going to be different. We're going to have the majority of our students choosing either employment or enrollment, and then we're going to have less students choosing enlistment or entrepreneurship. And it really takes a point person. It takes everybody in all the pathways, but it really takes a point person in that enlistment pathway and the entrepreneurship pathway to make it successful. And Corey O'Brien's done an amazing job really since the inception of the enlistment pathway, and I'm really pleased to see Joe step up, and I'm sure there's other members of the business department, but I think Joe's really been the spearhead behind that. So thank you, and I just wanted to highlight this evening for everybody. Just I don't know, really, you know, the $70,000 thing caught me off guard. Like, I knew you were making some good money at it, but that's just a great example of what we're trying to create. So keep up the great work, all of you, and thank you all for being here. Really appreciate it.
Do you have any business cards?
I have one, but I'll take another and give it to everybody. Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna display that in my office because that's our first one. So really cool. President Overt, that concludes our presentation for this evening. Thank you, sir.
All right. Moving on, public participation.
Mr. Beach is here to talk about the school calendar.
Okay.
President Overt, Vice President Schutte, members of the board, Superintendent Tyler, and Assistant Superintendent Conley, I would like to first thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I would like to apologize for not attending the meeting last month on the school calendar. The meeting was on Veterans Day, and on that day I prioritized spending it with family, friends, and others who have served our great nation. After speaking with Superintendent Tyler last week, I have begun to understand the complexity of the school calendar and balance it takes to craft and schedule a successful school year. I believe that Veterans Day is a day that should be honored and set aside for our veterans, including our teachers and other faculty. This is a day to set aside for veterans to be honored, and it gives them time to spend with family, friends, military unit members, and other veterans. For the schools that continue to have school on Veterans Day, it gives those teachers and faculty the opportunity to present at their kids' schools or other community events recognizing the importance of veterans. Throughout the country, the federal government's closed, state governments are closed, local governments are closed, your local post office is closed, the bank is closed, and many other businesses allow their veterans the day off to enjoy this special day. As a graduate of Hamilton Township, a veteran, and a community member, I believe the school district has done a wonderful job recognizing veterans at events, supporting military families, and promoting the military career path, as Superintendent Tyler just highlighted. But our veteran teachers and faculty deserve better. As a Purple Star designated school and district, let us continue to lead from the front and set the standard that veterans in schools deserve to be celebrated and enjoy their day outside of the classroom. I highly encourage the school board to allow our veteran staff the day off on Veterans Day. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any comments? I got a comment. I agree with you 100%. The only school that I contacted that was open was Groveport Madison. Columbus was shut down. Bexley was shut down. Arlington was shut down. Worthington was shut down. I was underneath the impression when we started this that most schools were open on Veterans Day. And now I'm finding out that that's just not the case. And you're damn right, they ought to have the day off. The entire place ought to be shut down, because today veterans is a heck of a lot different than what it was back in World War II or Vietnam or Korea. The medical capabilities that we have in the field now, these veterans that's coming home are coming home a lot damaged, more damaged than what they did years ago. We were burying them in the other wars. Now we're bringing them home, and they ought to be honored. And I agree with you 100%. Superintendent Tyler and I had talked about this, and you have a lot of support here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any questions?
In my mind, Monday was the 10th, kids had the day off, which I agree, our staff should as well. And then I'm looking at, it's on the 11th, so it's the Tuesday. So I did take a little extra time this afternoon and looked at our required hours. And 7 through 12, the state only requires us to be in school 1,001 hours. And with this calendar proposal, we are over 143 hours, 7 through 12. Kindergarten and 6th through 6th grade, they're only required to be in school 910 hours, and we are over 234 hours. So just as a board, we go to school for 7 hours, we get credit for 6.5 hours, because we are allowed to, we build in the time for the lunch. So I don't think that 6.5 hours, in my personal opinion, is going to make us and any in the red for if we have a snow day or electric cell or anything like that. I think the calendar is padded to make sure our kids are in school over the amount of hours and they're instructed, and we have a pad in case there's multiple snow days or electrics out, things happen. So I wanted to just point that out to the rest of the board. We are over 143 hours, 7 through 12. If we use the 6.5 hours that day, it would take us down to 136 hours over the 1,001. Kindergarten through 6, 234 hours. If we take the 6.5 hours, we'll be at 227.5 hours. So I don't know how this goes. We can probably talk about this later, or how does this go?
I can respond. It's really not a question of student hours for that particular day. It's a question of staff work days. And really, it comes down to the teaching staff work days, which is 185 days. So it's a matter of where do those 185 days fit in. Yes, we have more hours than, we have more hours than the state says we have, or says that we should. But, you know, if anything, I'd be asking for more hours. I don't think it's a bad thing to be in school. I think it's the best opportunity that our kids have. I want them here as much as I could. You know, when Woody Hayes, they asked him, why'd you go for two when you're up 48-0 against Michigan? Because they wouldn't let me go for three. Why are we in school that many hours? Because, I don't know, that's all that I think I'm probably going to be allowed to go. If it were up to me, I'd have them here all year. Like, I've never been shy about that. I want kids in school. It's the best opportunity that kids have to be successful, and I want to maximize that for sure. But the thing in question here, it's not students. Students are off on that day.
Can you clarify? Because
yeah.
I thought November 10th was Veterans Day and that they were off until she just said.
Let me explain. So what we do, because here's the one thing that back when we were putting these things together, we will take a day off during the week of Veterans Day in observance of Veterans Day as a, you know, thank you to our veterans sort of thing. If we take, there's nowhere in our calendar where you take off an individual day in the middle of the week, okay? So the concern is if you take off a Tuesday, but you're supposed to be in school on a Monday and Wednesday, does anybody come Monday? Probably not. You know, if you would just take off a random Wednesday or Thursday, we don't have that anywhere in any calendar I've been a part of. So when Veterans Day falls on the weekend, we would pick either Monday or Friday to honor Veterans Day. If it falls on a Monday or Friday, obviously we'd have it on that Monday or Friday, but if it falls Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, we would pick Monday or Friday in observance of. The idea of just having a random Tuesday off, now obviously with weather, there's no control around that, but if you have a pre-planned Tuesday off, my concern is nobody shows up on Monday. That's the concern there. But again, getting off the topic here, this isn't necessarily down to student hours. It's down to staff days. Our teaching staff works 185-day contract, so it's where are we fitting this in? We're giving our students off, but we're bringing our staff in for professional development day. It's in simplest terms, as I appreciated Ronnie saying, you know, the complexity of this. We had a lengthy conversation over the complexity of this. This is the confluence of a lot of things. This is federal law, this is state law, this is two union contracts. It's a lot of things coming together at once, bottom line. There isn't a perfect calendar. There are eggs that are gonna get broke to make that omelet. In this circumstance, that might be that egg. I don't know. Could we give Veterans Day off to everybody? We could. But it's always at the expense of, well, then where does that day land? You can't just make that day vanish because our teachers work 185 days. So where does that go?
What about that February 13th day where we have no school but no nothing?
I don't know. We've also already, of course, hashed this out with our teachers union and such. Why did we do the 13th? Remember, these are a couple of, it's about 3 months old, some of these conversations. What is is the 13th. 13th is no school for anybody. Could we give that as a non-student day and make it a...
the teacher work day.
We could. I think one of the reasons that we had the work day at the beginning was prioritizing work days early for curriculum that we're implementing, those kind of things. If we had to add it, and this is what we had discussed, if we had to add it, where we would add that teacher work day is on the Monday after, it'd be Monday the 25th of May is what we would do. Shied away from that because nobody wanted to come back for a single day kind of thing. The other things we could easily do is shorten spring break. Spring break's a sacred cow. Nobody wants a shortened spring break. We could shorten Christmas break. Nobody wants a shortened Christmas break. It's, we have done calendar surveys before, and this is one of my great learning lessons about specificity, thank you, of surveys. When you ask, hey guys, what days would you like to have off? Guess which days? All of them. They want them all off. It's really difficult to say, like, okay, if we give this day off, which one are you willing to take in trade? That's the thing. We can give this day off, but then we're giving something up in trade that nobody wants to give up in trade. Does this matter? It is what it is, guys.
Okay, well, I'll say this to you. Thank you for coming. We'll take this underneath advisement, and we'll see what we do next year.
Absolutely.
Okay? Thank you. Because if we keep on this conversation, some of us are going to get a little upset.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Items from the board.
Yes, sir.
You,
you want me to do that now, or
when
I'll do it during my presentation.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Items from the board, Mrs. Varney.
I'll share some information from teaching and learning from Emily Blanca. Today, Monday, December 9th, they were at Ohio State for a teacher candidate recruitment fair. Basically, they went out and interviewed students who will be graduating in the fall, or I'm sorry, in the spring, and be looking for a job come end of May. They interviewed 36 candidates, different licensures. Obviously, we don't know where we're going to have openings or, you know, have a need for teachers, but it's actually really good to get out ahead of the game right now because we don't want to be last in May hiring. We want to start in May and get the team with the crop. So this little job fair out of Ohio State helps, you know, bring light to that and helps us find the best candidates and hopefully puts our name out there so they actually reach out and want to meet with us. So she was there today at Ohio State. Then also the teaching and learning team was working on the local literacy plan for our school district. Says that they are, and I have this all right now, but I forgot it. Basically, they are going to review our historical literacy performance and review the history of that and work on getting plans together, goals. Obviously, we're going to celebrate the successes that are in those findings. But this is going to help create the plan, hyper-focus on literacy instruction, student growth and performance, and then it's also going to help us identify the critical areas in this area to work toward one goal. Also, doing this plan, it's going to allow us to apply for the PK Comprehensive Literacy Grant, and that's going to be released next month. So once they get this in plan, we'll be eligible to apply for that grant. So that's basically it. Our instructional coaches have been out rounds, always ready to help, give advice, help teachers, strengthen their work with the students. So other than that, haven't made it out to any basketball games yet. Husband worked the girls' wrestling tournament on Saturday. It's my favorite thing. Sorry, Tyler. I like the girls' wrestling. I like the boys' wrestling too, but girls, it's new, so it's kind of a little exciting for me to watch. Missed that, but definitely going to make it out to some of those basketball games and watch the boys and girls wrestle. Other than that, looking forward to Christmas. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to break too. So that's all I have.
Anybody have any questions or comments? Dave?
Actually, I'm going to say something today.
Keep it short.
Yeah. Middle school. I went to the concert the other night. Very well done. I want to make sure Miss Shute, and I don't remember her helper's name. A student teacher,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. This was the best thing I've seen in a lot of years. Those students were loud. You could understand them. The music was great. And I think tomorrow I have to go to the band concert. And I'm hoping that's just as well. Just make sure they understand that we appreciate what they do. And it was very well done. Thank you.
Any questions, comments? Amber?
Speaking of musical performances, I had the opportunity to attend the benefit concert for Mr. Frazier. It was a wonderful event, seeing past alumni that had participated in the play come back. Like, there were times I literally, like, got teary, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then my daughter being very active in the play, I'm like, oh my gosh, in 20 years, like, she might be back. You know, I'm like, in my head, like, okay, stop it. But it was great, and to hear the play going to be Mamma Mia, I'm very excited for this year's upcoming performance. Other than that, for my legislative report, if it's okay for me to speak to
sure.
that as well.
Yes, please.
It's that time of year where lots of things will happen really quickly. The lame duck session is the time for what they call Christmas tree bills, where it's not very pretty, like the good connotation you have with a Christmas tree. It's more like at the last minute, throw it all together and cram in all of the things that they wanted to do and had all the time to do in the proper way of discussion and debate and public participation and all of those things, and they don't do it that way, and then they wait until this little time period to go, okay, now let's like shove it all in on this one bill that has nothing to do with that. So with that being said, we've received a few emails from OSBA about a couple that they have identified as most concerning related to school takeovers, which something that since I first got on the board has been an issue, going back to when Youngstown and Lorraine were first taken over and the academic distress commissions were created. And there has been a common agreement among both sides and all parties that like that didn't work, but yet we have a new Senate Bill 295 that is looking to enact some of those same failed policies on a wider level. So that's very concerning, and something that if you have the time would be helpful to reach out and share your concerns. And then another one relates to transportation and how the process for determining a student is impractical for busing. So those were the two from OSBA. But again, there's a lot going on. Also recently, there were some changes to what had been a quick bill that went through Senate Bill 29 that then had far-reaching implications that nobody realized were going to happen and then needed rein back in. And so it's my understanding that those were passed at the state level, but the last I heard, it was still awaiting the governor's signature. I don't know if you've heard otherwise, but as of just Friday, I think they were still awaiting that signature. So it's supposed to be being fixed, but still hasn't quite been fixed yet. So yeah, with that, I'll keep you posted if there's anything that is urgent to, you know, encourage you to share your opinions. One final thing on the national level, there has been more movement than ever on the Social Security Fairness Act, which relates to GPO WEP, and that has to do with windfall and the government pension offset, and public employees that receive pensions through STRS or SERS or any of those things in Ohio and some other states aren't eligible for receiving Social Security benefits, even if they are a veteran or if they had spent, you know, the first half of their life in a different career, or if they are receiving benefits and their spouse, from their spouse's passing, once they retire, they're like no more. Their what they receive is reduced. So there's a lot of people that believe that there's a lot of unfairness around that. And so for many years, there's been a lot of advocacy to change that. Senator Sherrod Brown has been a huge part, and he was one of the co-sponsors of the bill. J.D. Vance was also a co-sponsor on the bill. There's bipartisan support. It passed the Senate or the House, one or the other. I believe it passed the Senate, and now it goes to the House, or the other way around. It's the other way around. It passed the House, it goes to the Senate. So at this point, we need to be making sure that if that's something that you are affected by, or we know many of our employees are affected by, and you feel is important to reach out and encourage both of them to do what they can to, it would be the Senate to act on that at this point. And that concludes my report.
Okay, any questions or comments? Ms. Parks?
Yes, I do have something to share. I have two things. It was Hamilton Central this weekend. Speaking about the band, went to the bazaar at the intermediate school. That was amazing. It's been a long time since I participated. I think when they added here at the Administrative Building when I was in preschool. But it's huge. A lot of vendors, a lot of Christmas shopping. Since you talked about being ready for Christmas, you could have got all your Christmas shopping done there. So I was excited to be a part of that and see that. I got to check my raffle tickets because nobody called me. So I'm feeling some type of way about my raffles. Also, last night, our students are at OMUN. Some of our students, 46 of our students, are participating in Ohio Model United Nations, which is one of my favorite things that we have here at Hamilton Township. So I got to go witness two of our groups give their resolution speeches last night. So they didn't pass, but they did a wonderful job. I would like to ask, I don't know how the process is, because we honor sports and other areas at the high school, but if we could actually have them or invite them to come to a board meeting just to kind of explain what the process is, because basically these are the future leaders of our country, because they're talking about real issues. We represented six nations this week. We have Norway, Belarus, Armenia, Botswana, Monaco, and Canada. So for those of you who don't know, which you probably all do, they take actual issues that these nations are facing, and they have to come up with a resolution, they have to come up with opposition, they have to debate their arguments in a group of people in different councils. Also, our students have an opportunity to put themselves out there to be elected for some of the leadership roles at OMUN so that they can join the leadership camp that's held at, I think it's at Ohio Dominican. But if they are a part of that actual or elected for those roles, they get to run those meetings, whether they're vice presidents or presidents. So they're in like a group of thousands of these students, you know, actually running and taking leadership roles. I always loved it. My boys did it, and I'm glad I was a part of it since Ms. Youngins was here, since sixth grade. So it's been a wonderful program. I think it's one that we should really highlight. We've been supporting it as a school district for 25 years, but just to get an idea of how our kids feel about it and how proud they are, we actually got one of our students who actually was elected for one of the officer roles. So she's doing, I think, general counsel, so she gets to lead that whole thing, so that's exciting. So.
Good.
So Ms. Yonkans and Ms. Avery are the advisors who help with the whole program. So I wasn't sure how we go about, or Mr. O'Hearn's, I was told to ask him for permission and to see how we can get them just to kind of represent, if possible.
Yeah, this gentleman right here can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we can invite him. Absolutely. Yep.
And that's all I have.
So that's all you got?
Yes.
Well, how many... anybody here that participated in the United Nations, did you?
Yeah.
You did. I was going to say, I know one young lady that participated, and now she's a trustee for the township. And So you participated also. Very good.
What was your nation?
My nation was Namibia. And that resolution failed miserably. It was a great time, a great experience. It helped me run my campaign for state representative in the district. So I do have some political experience, but I like to be a political participant.
Okay. My report, some of you may know, I had a lot of you reach out to myself and my family. I'll come back to that. Went to the Obetz Christmas Parade yesterday, and I have to say, Mark, when you hired that band leader, you did an excellent job.
Yeah, we like you.
Personal opinion, I think, that other than the Santa Claus, I'm kind of partial to him too, but our band was right on. I mean, they sounded really good. The schoolhouse on 23 and Rathmill Road, Raceway Industries purchased that, how many acres, 7 acres?
Oh, boy. I think it's...
More?
13? I thought it was a lot more, yeah.
So they're getting ready to build a gas station truck stop down there. And Mark and I have been in contact with them. And I got a phone call back this morning from Jonathan Self from Raceway, and they're very interested in us getting that one-room schoolhouse moved to the location that we selected, and so that's probably going to happen within next year, midway, we're after. So I know the folks that wasn't raised around here might not think too much about that schoolhouse, but for us that's part of our history, and we have that over here, and we can utilize that building for third grade education and such. So that was something that happened today. We need a count on who's going to be going to Atlanta for the national conference. So let Mark know, definite. And the other thing is... John Grumpy Obert, he was my oldest brother, and he passed away, and the support that my family has received from various people from this district has been, it means a lot. And so, appreciated the flowers, appreciated the phone calls. People coming down to see him and didn't know him at all. I affectionately called him Grumpy Obert because, unfortunately, when that man's eyes opened up in the morning, that was as good as it was going to get. It was downhill from there. So I just want to say thank you. Moving along, organizing meeting in January, need a motion to have that meeting held at the same time as the regular board meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have any comments or debate? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Self?
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Need a motion to appoint a pro tem president. They got me down here. Do we have a first?
I will move.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any comments or complaints? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. We have a financial or treasurer's report. Apologize. Treasurer's report.
Really, it's there's not a whole lot on the agenda. There's the minutes of the November 11th board meeting, approval of the November 30th financial statements. There's an anonymous donation of a little over $600 worth of school supplies, and I think that's about it.
All right, thank you. I need a motion for financial programs. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments?
I'll abstain on the minutes just because I was sick at the last meeting, so I wasn't there.
Okay. All right. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Abstain.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. I think Ms. Varney touched on this a little bit, but you know, we're full into winter sports at this point. We're off to a really good start. That girls wrestling tournament, we got sixth, I think it was out of 21 teams, if I'm not mistaken, so did really well with that. Boys have only had one match so far. It was a duel, but we beat Grove City in that. Paul Hackett Classic is this weekend. If you're going to see a boys wrestling tournament, that's probably the one to come to. That's at Saturday at our high school. Girls basketball off to a 2-3 start. Boys basketball 3-0 with wins over historically good programs. I mean, it's early in the season. We don't know, but you know, you look at some of these teams, they're historically really good. We've won by 20-ish, and then 40 on Friday night. I don't want to put pressure on those guys, but I'm telling you, we look really, really good in that sport. Youth night for them is tomorrow, so a great chance to check out our boys. Want to take the opportunity to wish everybody a happy holiday season. You know, we won't be back together again until the new year. Hope everybody has a restful couple weeks off, and we come back to an outstanding second semester. I do have one final thing. Mr. Obert and I talked about this and wasn't sure where we should put this in, but I guess we'll do it now. So we had our Capitol Conference in November, and it was actually it was the day of our last board meeting, but I didn't get this until the next day, so I've been holding on to it for a month. This is a plaque that OSBA gave to me to give to Mr. Schutte for 25 years of service as a board member. Yeah. As far as we can tell, this is a district record. I don't think we've ever had a board member tenured that long. So congratulations to Dave.
Thank you.
Mike, maybe afterward, let's get a picture with Dave. I think that'd be great. But
yep.
Anything to say?
Actually, I'm very proud of the things we've done over the 25 years. So without everybody's help, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah. So. Well said, sir. Thank you. And President Obert, that includes my report.
All right. Educational programs, we need a motion.
So moved.
Need a second.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Obert stopped by earlier today and asked me if I would be willing to speak on 9.1 before we start. So, board members, you remember this conversation we had really kind of the last couple of months. This is some recommended changes, primarily from our legal counsel around student suspension, and primarily the section on student suspension appeals. So as you recall previously, we had like a, for expulsion, we have a one-step process. It's an appeal to the board, and then the next is to the court system. For suspensions, we had a two-step process set up that really didn't make a lot of sense. I think if I'm understanding Mr. Obert's question, basically what I wanted to get to is the idea that the board still holds sway over what we do here. What the appeals process will now be is that appeal will be just heard once, and it will be heard by the board's designee, pretty much the same way as we do for expulsions. The difference would be probably in how we would intend to do that in practice. Okay, so the difference in a suspension and an expulsion, not to insult anybody's intelligence, but a suspension is you're out of school for 1 to 10 days. Okay, and expulsion is pretty much you're out of school for any length beyond 10 days. That's the key difference there. If it is an expulsion, I'm the one issuing it. So the appeal would be to the board. Okay, if it's a suspension, the board still is assigning their designee, but what we would do in practice is the suspension is given out by a building principal, so that appeal is made to my office, and either myself or my designee would hear the appeal of the suspension. And that's what we had discussed before. So I wanted to explain that, but the board would still have the right in a circumstance, if they chose to hear that themselves. Or nothing in this says that we couldn't hire legal counsel to do this for us. We've even had a circumstance years back where we used the ESC of Central Ohio to do an appeal. So these don't come up very often, but just to explain the difference. Any questions on that?
My only question was just related to like the past practice. Is there any like legal requirement for the way that we were doing it?
No. Really, what we were doing kind of superseded that of law. It really created an additional step that we just really don't need. What statute is that there's an appeal at the local level, and then the next appeal is at the it's the court system. I'm almost positive it's the common pleas court
and that,
system.
Does that apply only for expulsions or for suspensions as well? Suspensions can also be appealed to the...
Correct. Yes, yes. So basically, if you look at the appeal procedures, there's some slight nuance difference there, but they're functionally the same. I think there's a difference in the length of time you have for the appeal process, but it's the same process. You're appealing once at the local level, and then it can be appealed to common pleas.
That makes sense to me. My thing was just making sure that there's still a checks and balances, you know, process or system in place, and that is accountable to the members of the community.
Absolutely.
So that we can, you know, make sure that there's fairness and equity among, you know, how this, and understanding that like a suspension might already be over, but that the, you know, the record would reflect, you know, would still change and maybe impact a student's, you know, eligibility for a scholarship or a military or whatever the case may be. So.
Okay. Hey, what brought this change up was if we had a neighbor and they got suspended or expelled or did something that they wasn't supposed to be doing, we can excuse ourselves. That's not a problem. You know, I'm too close to the problem. I'm out of here. Okay, I won't even sit in the meetings or the trial. I'm removing myself completely from them circumstances. And we need a motion, or do we need roll call?
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay. Need an approval for personnel this is really a word. Come on, guys, help me out here.
Certificated.
Hey, that's the first time I've ever said it, too.
Okay. I
hate that word.
Yeah.
So moved.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
Any comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. This one I like. Approval of personnel classified. Let's see that. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Any questions? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Well, I'm looking for the right page. I don't know if anybody noticed, but since I didn't even get a little chuckle last meeting, I haven't told any jokes. Not too many times I get my feelings hurt. No table items. No reason to go into executive session. I need a motion for dismissal. Any comments? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
6:56.